It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I'm your host, Judy Gold, and this week I wasn't planning to do a rant or be alone. Ashley Ray was supposed to be on this week, but she will be on next week. She's a fantastic performer, comedian, really interesting life, really interesting. But I had to come on because I need to talk about what's going on in the Middle East. And as you know, I stand with Israel. I also believe in a two-state solution. I don't believe in any torture or, I think the Palestinians are people too, but I think these Hamas terrorists are not human. So I want to talk about that. And I think it's really important because honestly, I am physically ill. I have a stomach ache. I have fear. I have never felt this threatened as a Jew. I remember on 9/11 how I felt living in New York after the planes hit and feeling unsafe. But this happened in Israel and I feel unsafe. I there was something that I forgot to tell you last week when I did my Sweden rant. And what I wanted to say was, sorry that I swallow really. It sounds whatever. But I love my coffee. What I wanted to say last week and that I forgot is that when I was at the book fair, a man came up to me, a Swedish guy, about my height. He was wearing a black cap with some yellow logo that kind of represented, it looked like a star. I mean, you know, I see a yellow thing that looks like a star, and you know what I think. And so, but it wasn't that at all. It had many edges, sides, and the logo, that is, not the hat. And he came up to me and said, can I talk to you? I'm doing a fake accent. But he said, do you know Ben Shapiro? And then I said, yes. Do you like him? I said, no, I don't like him. I don't like him at all. Why? He believes in Israel. He's pro-Israel. And I really don't even feel like ringing the bell today, but I feel like it's important. He's pro-Israel. And I said, uh-huh. And he believes in free speech. I said, uh-huh. And he said, why do you like him? I said, he is anti-LGBTQ+. He is a misogynist. He's a very bad role model for young white men looking for someone to follow that speaks their language. And he is a hateful, horrible person. And he said, but he believes in free speech. I said, yes, so do I. That's why I believe he should be able to do his stupid shit, you know? And he says, but, you know, Trump was good for the Jews. I said, no, he wasn't. He was not good for the Jews. And he said, Ben said that he had a Jewish party at the house. I said, what are you talking about? I said, Biden, his grandchildren are Jewish. And the first lady's husband is Jewish. They have Jewish events there all the time. And he just started a task force fighting anti-Semitism. So you don't know what you're fucking talking about. And, you know, he's got this accent, so I feel like I'm talking. And then he says to me, but you believe that you should say everything and that the books should all be in the library. I said, yes. He said, well, shouldn't Mein Kampf be in the library? I said, in a school library? No. No. Why? You want LGBT? I said, they're books with gay protagonists. Mein Kampf is hateful rhetoric that killed millions of people. It killed 11 million people. 6 million Jews tried to annihilate an entire race, religion of a group of people. And these are stories, novels, and some of them personal history of slavery. And you know, like, and it was just, and coming out, speaking to someone with this accent and also trying to argue with me, but he wasn't winning. It was crazy. And I guess that was something that happened to me where I was in Europe, literally having a discussion / argument, disagreeing with what appears to be a white supremacist, and in with an accent that's even scarier for me, you know. But that is a precursor to what is going on in Israel. And the reason I want to talk about this, the hateful rhetoric that I see online, this is the situation, people. I'm going to put it in the simplest of terms. I'm going to ask you to follow some people on Instagram. But here's what I want to say. Israel is a democracy. It's the only democracy. It's the in that area. It is the size of New Jersey. The Palestinians, they're good people, not the terrorists. And they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, not the terrorists. But Israel, how does Israel negotiate with a group that in their charter, in their constitution, whatever you want to fucking call it, it says our goal is to kill all the Jews and destroy Israel? How do you negotiate with people like that? Okay, look, America does things that are horrible, treats migrants like shit. Every country, no one's perfect, but the fact that these terrorists, and it's not right, it's not right, have gone, do you understand the amount of people who have died in Israel is equivalent, you know, we lost 3,000 people on 9/11. If you take the ratio of the population in Israel, the amount of people who have died already equals 40,000 Americans. 40,000. What do you think we would do in America if someone came across the border and came into our homes and took our babies, our children, raped our girls, took grandparents, beheaded people, killed people, tortured people, took fucking videos of it to post, then went and celebrated in the streets using their bodies, celebrating. They're celebrating in New York. There's anti-Semitic acts being reported in London. By the time you hear this, there'll be more. It is fucking scary. More Jews have died. It died in one day. The most amount of Jews since the Holocaust. And how did this happen? There's so many questions. How did this happen? You know, when it first happened, I thought, yeah, well, you know, how did Netanyahu not see this? Well, I don't know. He's busy trying to dismantle the Supreme Court in Israel and take away people's rights and have hard right views. And you know, so I thought he was too busy doing that and distracted to really pay attention. I mean, remember Bush had that memo he didn't read about how they're going to strike on 9/11 and he just didn't fucking read it. So I thought there's an element of that. But now as I see that fucking orange fuckface Trump had those meetings with the Russians, I guarantee you he shared sensitive information about Israel. And my theory is, and you can all call me fucking crazy because I am, is that, you know, the secrets he gave away, you think the Russians aren't involved in this? It's all backed by Iran. And, you know, if you think that, I think that, you know, Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem to look like a big hero. It doesn't even, whatever. Not necessary. The Tel Aviv is the center, but whatever. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem to appease these far right people and Jews. And of course, he can say that. He can say, well, you know, when they blame him for this leak of information that led to their capability to fucking do this, he can say, I would never do that. I mean, I moved the embassy to Jerusalem. These are just things that I think. Because if you think that his lackadaisical attitude about secrets and our fucking safety, I mean, it's... Okay, so I just wanted to say that. Hey everyone, did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States? And I'm one of them. You're listening to one of them. Fast Growing Trees has everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, house plants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and your space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Forever. I just want you to know that I just got off a plane and I walked in my apartment. What was the first thing I did? Is I came in and said hi to Avi, my fig tree. I'm telling you, and I have Yael, which is another plant, but Fast Growing Trees has changed my atmosphere here in my apartment. You don't need a lot of space, but they do have, you know, they have stuff for outdoor spaces, but I live in an apartment and I'm telling you, Avi and Yael, yes, they're both Jewish names, Hebrew. The space looks so much better. And I just had a conversation with Avi. Like, I was like, I missed you. I love having living things here. It's very, very, I don't know, it's made this more of a home. It's the best. And Elisa has some too. And she loves them. And she talks to them too. But she got that from me. Anyway, check out Fast Growing Trees. You need to be around plant life. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. You're welcome. I have heard so many stories, not only over the internet, but of people who are in this conflict or dealing with this conflict. There's so many stories of what's going on. Here's some advice I have. You know, a lot of people are like, what do I read? Because I don't understand the conflict and the history. Get Noah Tishby's book. Okay. And I'm going to tell you the name of it. You can read it. You can do it in, you know, like on whatchamacallit, audiobook. But she wrote a book, Israel, A Simple Guide to the Most Misunderstood Country on Earth. Okay. It's a book. It's also, you know, I do the audiobooks. If I'm in the middle of a book and I have a 5-hour drive, I'll listen to some chapters. But I usually do a combo if I'm traveling and in the car. Okay, so Noah Tishby's book, N-O-A-T-I-S-H-B-Y. Follow her on Instagram, on Facebook, on whatever. She's doing live videos or whatever, fucking Instagram live, and updating everyone on what's going on. She's great. She's great. Okay. Hen Mazzig, H-E-N-M-A-Z-Z-I-G. Follow him on Instagram. Yosef Haddad, Yosephhaddad. Follow him on Instagram. H. Naftali, H-N-A-F-T-A-L-I. Follow him on Instagram. There are so many really great places to get information about what's really going on. ABC News, not one of them. You know, it's really interesting. I'm watching how people are covering this and the slant. And anyway, I want you to follow all of these people. And there's other accounts. I Stand With Israel, the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. Follow them and really learn about what's going on. They are murdering families. Those people at the concert, that was a concert for peace. They went to a concert. Imagine you're in a concert in Central Park, and then all of a sudden ISIS fucking comes in and starts shooting at everybody and then raping them and then posting fucking videos of torturing people, of dead bodies. You know, I hate to say it, but you see there's one video going around of a woman with blood all over her pants. They raped her. They're taking children and then they're celebrating. These are horrible people. When Israel defends itself, when Israel previously has gotten intelligence and said, listen, we're going to go, you know, because let me tell you something. A lot of these terrorists use their own people as human shields. They will put kids in areas where they know there is going to be some retaliation. They will do that so that they can post that they killed children. But Israel historically has said to the people, the innocent people, listen, we're going to be destroying this building. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Israel doesn't celebrate when Palestinians are treated like shit. They don't celebrate or murdered. They don't go into their homes. I feel yes for the Palestinian people and the occupied territory. This is another level, people. This is anti-Semitism. This happened during the Holocaust. I used to always think, you know, what if someone just knocked on my door right now and told me to get out? That's what's happening. Please, 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 I beg you to please read as much as you can about the conflict, about the history. But please also know that Hamas and Hezbollah, they are terrorist organizations. They are there to kill all the Jews. And they're coming out of the woodwork in the United States. The amount, you know, Zarna Garg, love Zarna Garg. She was a guest on the podcast. She posted that she stands with Israel. You should you can't even believe the comments on that post. Families, pictures of young parents with their kids, all gone. The whole family's gone. There's a picture of this beautiful young couple who hid their 10-month-old twins and were murdered. They were murdered in their home. And the 10-month-old twins were alone for 11 hours or something. I mean, these are innocent people. And let me tell you something else. The religious, the very religious who don't serve in the army in Israel because they're praying, they need to fucking serve in the army. Sorry. You don't just sit around and get exempt and get people dying so that you can be safe while you're, you know, studying or praying. No, sorry. Oh, I'm so upset and angry. Hey everyone, you know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra, that has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them, and they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome. So Elisa and I, we are in Provincetown. I'm in Provincetown. You know, we're in Provincetown because I'm doing shows all week at the post office. And we're not able to relax or have fun. And we kind of feel guilty about that too, about going out. And we're scared, and you should be scared too. And I beg you, please speak out. Please, please speak out. There, of course, is that old German poem. When they came for these people, I didn't speak out. Speak out. You know, all those times that people, you know, I remember I had a joke in my act about my mother saying, me bringing home a non-Jewish friend and her, like, this is my new friend, Beth. And my mother says, do you think she would hide you? You know, and how funny that is. But it's not funny anymore. It's not funny right now. It's not, because it's a valid question. And that's what's so scary. It's really, I need you to know how scared people are and how horrifying this is, and the fact to watch people celebrate the deaths of these innocent fucking people. It's awful. We have to really, I mean, I could say pray for peace, but who the hell knows if there's a God? There's no God. How could there be a God if this shit goes on? But I'm begging you to speak out. I'm begging you to denounce this, that terrorists do not belong running governments. And if you think Russia and Iran and I'm sure China, if you think, you know, they're not all backing this situation, you're wrong. I know it's a short one this week, but I have to say, we need your voices. We need your voices. They're now more than ever. And I am scared. And it's also interesting. I want to be around other Jews because, you know, you want to be like, just during 9/11, you wanted to talk to other New Yorkers and process. And it's fucking, it's scary for all of us. And So I want you to understand that, most people believe in a two-state solution, but there's no solution when you're negotiating with terrorists. And this is not the way to do it, but their goal is to destroy Israel and kill as many Jews as possible. So just remember that. Just remember that. And do your homework. and, you know, stop the hateful rhetoric and call out your friends. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I'm so upset. But I will plug my show. I also want to say that the movie She Came to Me, which I went to the screening, I'm in that movie with Peter Dinklage and Marissa Tomei and Anne Hathaway. And Anne Hathaway posted this photo and tagged me. And I can't even bring myself to post anything about, you know, my career, or I can't. It's just doesn't even seem important to me. But please come to my shows. I don't even know how funny I'm going to be. Well, I'll be funny because, you know, I'm always funny. But just to plug my shows, I just want to say, and I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for listening. I could go on, and I could explain my, you know, what I've learned doing research and being in Israel and, you know, being gay in Israel. You know, a lot of these people, it's so upsetting because, you know, I see these people who are like anti-Israel and they're gay. And I'm like, go be gay. Go be gay in all the Arab nations and see how long you last. Go be a comic with your free speech and see how long you last. Comics are murdered in other countries. Okay? They're murdered by ISIS. They're murdered by the Taliban. Just so you know, understand your freedoms and understand the history. You can be compassionate to the innocent Palestinians who are living in the occupied territory, but you can also speak out against this horrific act of terrorism. They're not mutually exclusive. But come on, people. Call it out for what it is. Okay. Anyway, I am going to be... all week I'm in P-Town. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, well, tonight's Tuesday. So Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tickets are going fast. Get your asses there. You know, on Sunday, I'm going to be in Stamford, Connecticut for the Israel Cancer Research Fund. Israel contributes a lot to the world at large. Clean water research, you know, medical research, your cell phone technology, a lot. Okay? What else am I doing? Yes, I'm doing the Sunshine Cathedral in Fort Lauderdale on the 21st. Soul Joles inside Sunny Brook in Pottstown, Pennsylvania on the 28th. And on November 11th, I am in Atlanta, Georgia, at the JCC. And more stuff coming up. But I just, you know, thank you. You know, Laura Vogel produces the podcast, and I texted her last night, like, I can't. I gotta just talk about this. She totally got it. Brittany, Joe Sowards Richmond, who does everything else, posts, markets, clips, does everything. She also very supportive and understood why I needed to do this. And Colin Schmeling, always understanding. He's our editor. And I'm supposed to get this in at a certain time. And he has been so flexible with me, with my traveling schedule. And of course, today... So thank you to all of them. Thank you for listening. Please, you know what? Write to me. If you have questions, if you want to vent, if you think I'm a fucking asshole and I don't understand what's going on, if you think it's okay, this is okay. This is equal. This is equal. This is something that's deserved. You're fucking wrong. You're fucking wrong. But I want you to be able to talk to me. So I won't say you're fucking wrong. I mean, I will, but I'll be nice. But anyway, so we're praying, hoping this ends, and we're praying for peace and understanding. And I can't thank you enough for listening. And I'm going to end with my mother, but who constantly, they all hate us. They hate us. They all hate us. She was right. And I'm glad she's not here to see this. So, thank you. And as we always say, so long.